you're getting from teams with regard to what your best position may be in the NFL, what do you view as your best position?
We really haven't talked about that. You know, we just talked about family background, where I've come from. They've put me on the board, watched some film a little bit, and they asked me what I think, but I said I'm pretty versatile. I feel like I can play guard and tackle, but whatever they need.
Where do you want to play?
I'll play wherever, absolutely. You know, if I get a chance, I'll just do my best and play wherever.
I'll have center field.
Sure.
What was life like as a 290-pound quarterback?
It was different. I was 290 pounds, and my center was like 190 pounds, so it should be flip-flopped probably from that. But, yeah, I mean, it was a good experience for me. You know, I learned a lot, and, you know, I'm thankful for that.
So a quarterback sneak could be dangerous.
Second and five, yep.
You did quarterback sneaks from second and five?
Why not?
Nobody could tap?
Nope.
But wasn't that dangerous on your center because you might, like, fall?
No, I'd tell him to go left, and I'd go right.
Or vice versa?
Yeah, vice versa. Right.
What's your impression
of him? He's a great guy. Our coach Brian Ferentz was up with him at the New England Patriots, and he's got nothing but good things to say about him. I talked to him last year when he came to the coach's clinic, and you know, it was just nice to get to meet him. And yeah, I'm thankful for the opportunity.
Did you get a chance to talk with him on this trip?
I haven't seen him yet this year. No, not yet. I'm not sure who I'm meeting with yet tonight. Yeah, freshman year I played football, basketball, baseball, track, and tennis.
Do you feel like maybe you're a better athlete than people might give you credit for?
Yeah, I would consider myself a pretty good athlete, but I gave tennis up sophomore year because I did three sports in the spring, so then I missed quite a few track events or tennis events because I had to flip-flop, so I gave that up and just played four sports.
In the spring as a freshman year, you said you did tennis?
I went from track practice, tennis practice, to baseball practice.
How did you?
Yeah, so I'd go to track meet. If tennis and track were on the same day, I'd go to track one day, then tennis the other day. So I'd flip-flop.
You just wanted to get out of practices? Is that
no, absolutely not. Just one.
What was your tennis career like? Again, a rather large tennis player.
I played number four on varsity.
Pretty hard serve?
I try to spin it. Yeah. Never expect it.
What events did you run in track?
I used to shot put and discus. I had a MRI Monday, knee scope on Tuesday, and then I practiced Wednesday, Thursday, and then played Saturday.
What was, I guess, the physical pull on that? Why did you decide to do that? A lot of people stay out for a couple of weeks. Why did you decide?
You know, I owe something to my team. I want to. If I was able to play, I was going to play. They said 2 weeks or 3 weeks possibly, and then I said I felt pretty good Wednesday. Can I throw my knee braces on and helmet and just do some drills? And they're like, yeah, sure, go ahead. And then Thursday, I told them I felt fine, and they said it was up to me, so I wanted to do that.
Brian, I think you looked at a lot of scenarios with New Orleans. A lot of holes potentially on the offensive line. What would it mean to step into that offense and be a part of that team?
You know, Drew's a great quarterback, and it would mean the world. Like I said, whether it's tackle or guard, I'll play wherever they give me the opportunity to play.
Brian, what was the decision-making process like a year ago? You presumably could have left. Where were you mentally then, and do you feel validated by the team?
There was really no decision. I knew I wanted to come back and graduate, even with the opportunity. I talked to Coach Ferentz and Brian, and right after that meeting, I told them I was going to stay. So there's no point in, you know, holding that back from anybody.
What goes through your mind when you hang 443 pounds?
My goal was just to get one. You know, when I pulled off the rack, I was like, oh boy, here we go. And then three popped out, so I was pretty happy with that.
What's it up to now?
My one rep max is 480.
Hankley?
Yeah.
Did you get your degree?
I did. I'm sports studies because I want to get into coaching when it's all said and done.
Some contracts have you, like with San Diego, what are your thoughts on the Chargers organization?
It'd be nice. Like I said, I'd be blessed to go wherever I get picked. And, you know, California's pretty warm out there, so it's a lot better than this weather we have here. And I think Iowa was negative 30-degree wind chill, so that'd be a little different. 34. There we go.
Brandon, along those lines, I'm from D.C.
Okay. One of the guys I played with, Adam Geddes, was part of the Redskins team a couple years ago, but that's pretty much all I know about them.
And they have an offensive line that needs some help as well. And have you talked with anybody from Washington?
Yes, I talked to them last night.
Can you give me the general vibe of your impression of
I thought it went well. We just sat down. Like I said, we talked about my family background and, you know, what I just – we drew some plays up. They had some film of me, and we just critiqued that, and then it was time to go.
And did that conversation give you any hint of whether they feature you as a guard for their purposes?
I just asked, and I said I felt pretty versatile, and I said wherever you guys want me, I'll do my best to play that position. I didn't feel very healthy, but I'm not going to blame anything on that. I decided to play, and, you know, what's on tape's on tape, and that wasn't the best game. But, you know, as a football player, you got to throw that away.
But there's also something to be said for being out there for the teammates. Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't put down any opportunity. If I was able to play hurt, then I'm going to play hurt and whatever. After when I tore it? Yeah, I was just like, oh boy, here we go again, because I had a leg injury in 2012. So once I started walking off the field and it went, you know, I wasn't able to extend my leg, and I was like, oh boy, here we go. But then I played the second half and it felt a little better, so I knew it was going to be short term. Then I had the MRI and a scope, and then I felt great. Absolutely not. I've been through, you know, the broken leg, I think, was a bigger issue for myself. So I've been through that, and I could get through that pretty easily.
The game where you tore your meniscus, you kept playing?
Yeah, I went to the locker room, and then I came back a series later.
And when was the surgery, like Sunday, Monday?
Surgery was Tuesday, and MRI on Monday.
And you were on the field Saturday?
Yes.
How is that possible?
I love the game. I'd do anything to play. Yeah, when you get, I guess I was fortunate enough to only have 8 or 9 hours worth of classes this last fall, so I had quite a bit of opportunity to get an extra film work, and they gave us iPads also for the university to watch film on, so it was nice to, you know, when you're going to bed, you can watch a set of, you know, their running game and whatnot. So, yeah, I think I improved over the years, and, you know, there's still more improvement that can happen, so that's what me and Andrew Denauer are working on is film study and just working on sets after we get done weightlifting with Coach Dole.
How did it change your game, you think, during your college
set? I think you play a lot faster, smarter. You know, you have a better understanding for the game. I mean, you know the level that each game is going to be. I thought it helps you play faster.
Brandon, you're from Iowa. You played at Iowa. You're not going to be able to play in Iowa in the NFL. How will it be for you to go out to what would be a major market and deal with guys like us all the time and be in a place where it's a little more attention?
I just, like I said, I'll be happy wherever I go. A small town guy in a big city, that's perfect.
Brandon, I know you don't get too much time with the coaches, but you did get to meet with the Redskins head coach Jay Gruden yesterday. What was your impression of him when you met with him and his staff yesterday? What were some things that you guys talked about besides just your family? What did you think of that?
It was nice that, you know, we just had a regular conversation. They just sat us around a table and they talked about schemes, and then just, like you said, family, and they just, I thought it was going to be so stressful going to those interviews, but everybody was relaxed and just laid back, and it was really nice.
Brandon, you're now the latest in a pretty strong line of successful Iowa offensive linemen. What does that mean to you? How did that factor into your decision to go to Iowa?
I think Coach Ferentz, it speaks for Coach Ferentz and the coaching staff that he has there. I learned from Riley Reif. He's the Detroit left tackle right now, and he's taught me everything I know. And Matt Tobin, he just went to the Eagles. So I played between those two guys and James Ferentz. So it's nice. It just speaks for Coach Ferentz, Brian Ferentz, Reese Morgan, all the coaches that have helped me coach, and, you know, just trying to carry on that tradition.
Two more questions, guys.
Do you think that helps you with your reputation? NFL scouts know that, hey, you came from Iowa. They teach you how to block.
Yeah, not only just football, but I think Coach Ferentz, you know, he's always stressed in character, being a better man in academics. And, you know, you get punished if you obviously disciplined if you're not the kind of character guy that he's looking for. He'll, you know, if you get in trouble, he's gonna solve that problem and, you know, make you pay for it.
Last question.
What are some of the specific challenges when teams are talking to you about kicking inside? I mean, you mentioned you'd be comfortable at guard or tackle, but for you, what would be a challenge going inside the guard?
I don't know if there'd be a challenge. I think I like run blocking, and, you know, it'd be a little closer, and you get a little help from the center also. So I think it'd be a smooth move for me, but like I said, I'll be happy to play wherever they want me to play.
Does it mean a lot to you to be the first lineman taken in the draft? Does it mean a lot to you?
Yeah, it would. I mean, it just makes, I mean, hard work pays off, and, you know, you always want to strive to be the best of the best. That's what you want to set your goals for, and, you know, just hanging out with these guys the past 2 days, you know, it's awesome to see where everybody came from, their work ethic and all that. So it's just nice.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yep.